Why presidential primaries aren't democratic. Morning Must Reads, April 12th, by Zeke J. Miller. Voters don't elect presidential nominees. They never have. Party politics aren't democratic. The will of the party trumps the people, and maybe even Trump. In the modern political era, primaries and caucuses have been playing outsized roles in determining nominees, but on a procedural level, it's always been an inside game governed by party delegate selection rules. Communicating that to voters is a challenge both parties are struggling with this spring as the Republican race moves closer to a contested convention and Democrats once again struggle with the influence of superdelegates on their process. Flirting with using arcane party rules to overturn the plurality of its primary voters, the GOP is struggling to find how best to communicate to its voters that, at the end of the day, they don't really decide. Charges that the fix is in have been thrown around both parties, at times rightly so, making unifying both parties after their conventions more difficult. Donald Trump has been screaming bloody murder about the GOP delegate selection process, calling it unfair and rigged. But the fault is largely his campaign's for failing to understand the very basics of the nominating system. In some cases, losing simply because his campaign didn't show up. In New York, his children missed deadlines to register to vote for their father. Now, Trump's vocal army of supporters is taking matters into its own hands, making their frustration known with pledged delegates who are anti-Trump in what is a preview of what the Cleveland aftermath might look like. John Kasich is delivering a speech Tuesday about the two paths facing the nation, the one he offers, and into a ditch. Ted Cruz is spending some time outside the Empire State amid the blow-up over his New York values criticism. Hillary Clinton is slamming Bernie Sanders once again on his voting record on gun control. And candidate plans don't bode well for the national debt. Here are your must-read headlines. Trump's own Beltway establishment guy, the curious journey of John McGahn. Trump's election lawyer is the ultimate insider, from the Washington Post. Campaign 2016, not servicing national debt. Promises by Trump, Cruz, Sanders all raise prospects of more red ink, outside experts say, from the Wall Street Journal. Billionaires fund anti-Trump delegate push. Super PAC mounts state-by-state effort to elect convention delegates who oppose Trump, from Politico. And Donald Trump and New York tabloids resume their elaborate dance. A symbiotic relationship meets the presidential campaign, by the New York Times. Sound off. The people out there are going crazy. They're going absolutely crazy because they weren't given a vote. Donald Trump on Colorado Republicans who selected their convention delegates through a convention rather than a caucus or primary. I don't think that people are going to want a closed convention. I think they're going to want to give the delegates freedom to make good choices. John Kasich in a CNN town hall calling for GOP rules changes to make it easier for him to be nominated. Bits and Bytes. Scandal cast will help fundraise for Hillary Clinton in D.C. Racially charged joke by Hillary Clinton and Bill de Blasio leaves some cringing. Donald Trump says it's ridiculous for CIA chief to reject waterboarding. Hillary Clinton takes aim at Sanders on gun policies. Joe Biden, I'd like to see a woman elected president. Donald Trump's kids can't vote for him in New York. President Obama admits the worst mistake of his presidency. Trump says Rubio, Kasich, others are possible cabinet material. John Kasich to lay out two paths, his and driving into a ditch. Indiana delegates say they're getting hate mail from Trump supporters.